USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming minors for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to abuse, won't testify. Maxwell saying there's no reason for her to take the stand. She explains that's because the government hasn't proven their case against her. The NFL is postponing games as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game is moving from tomorrow to Monday. The Washington football team, Philadelphia Eagles game, and the Seattle Seahawks-Los Angeles Rams game will both be played on Tuesday. This comes as the NBA and NHL are also dealing with postponements due to coronavirus outbreaks among teams. This as the Biden administration is continuing to remind folks to get their vaccines and boosters. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Just a week ago, a deadly tornado barreled through five states in the Midwestern and Southern United States, with Kentucky being hit the hardest. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear describes a force that is helping his state to recover.
We're over 1,300 strong in western Kentucky, 640 guard, 600-plus transportation employees, 100 state police, 20-plus forestry individuals. We believe that FEMA is swelling to about 700 this week.
Beshear adding that his state recorded 77 deaths and only one person is still missing. Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright, describes the moments before she pulled the trigger as chaotic. Potter sobbing on the witness stand as she testified, saying she meant to use her taser on Wright during a traffic stop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is introducing a bill that would ban transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. This comes after complaints that male-to-female transgender individuals competing in women's sports is unfair. Governor Noem appearing on Fox and Friends and explains why she agrees.
There are very physical differences between males and females, and that is one of the issues that we're talking about, is the biological differences and making sure that we're protecting girls' sports so that girls have a level playing field, they have the opportunity to be successful.
Several other states have tried to pass similar legislation, which sparked protests from LGBTQ activists saying transgender women deserve the same basic rights. Scottsdale, Arizona police and federal agents announced on Thursday they seized nearly 1.7 million fentanyl pills, making it the largest drug bust in the state. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich warns that's just one portion of the drugs they've seized this year.
We are literally seeing millions of fentanyl pills flooding into our border. We're seeing a record amount of methamphetamine coming across our state lines, and this is basically going to be distributed throughout the United States.
An advocacy group estimates over 41,000 Americans died from fentanyl overdoses this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.